I'd like to start with a poem by Rumi. Burning with longing fire, wanting to sleep with my head on your doorsill. My living is composed only of this trying to be in your presence. I have lived on the lip of insanity, wanting to know reasons. Knocking on a door. It opens. I've been knocking from the inside. My life has taken me through a lot of unusual circumstances. I had an opportunity to spend many years in India with my guru Neem Karoli Baba. And to meet many saints and yogis over the years. Chanting has been a big part of my life, but chanting is not my path. My life is my path. Starting with the first awareness of something that might be attainable, something that might be tasteable. And watching how I've been led from place to place, from moment to moment, always trying to find that within whatever it is I was doing to the best of my ability, which is not very good sometimes. Meeting my guru, being wrapped up in his blanket of love, and then being orphaned when he left his body. Learning to accept that and surrender to the process of now trying to find him within. And ultimately, by his grace, having a glimpse of what this life is about. The awakening of faith, time with Maharaji, my guru, learning to live in the world and to surrender to life as my teacher and my teaching. Each of us brings our whole lives to this moment now. We're going to be offering ourselves into this moment over and over again. Chanting is a way of deepening the moment, of deepening our connection with ourselves and with the world around us and with other beings. If we go deep enough into each being, we find the same place, because we all walk the same path in our own individual way. When we sing, we're all coming towards the center from our own orbits, whatever they might be. When we reach the center is the same for all of us. It's this constant process of centering, of letting go, and falling into the heart. Everything is present in this moment. All that needs to deepen is our awareness of it. So we offer ourselves into this moment with all our hearts. Every life has two aspects, the external and the internal. The external is a journey through time, the stuff that happens to us. But the internal is a journey into the present moment and into the presence of God in our hearts. So in that sense, we're all on the same journey. Just the details are different.
Shivaya namaha, Shivaya namaha, Shivaya namaha, Shivaya namaha, Shivaya.